I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of dating apps? How about a matchmaker? Such as matchmaker Maria, who spoke live with Newsline. Why are people turning to you instead of just going on dating apps?
I think we're at a period where we are experiencing extreme dating fatigue. And you do have two separate generations, Gen Z and millennials, experiencing it very differently.
So why is a matchmaker maybe better than an algorithm in putting people together? How do you match people up?
Well, it's kind of like dating like it's 1988. So I mentioned that two separate generations are experiencing dating very differently. Millennials and even Gen X, they remember analog dating. They remember meeting through friends. They remember meeting at third spaces, you know, maybe at a barbecue or at an alumni event. Whereas Gen Z, they've only experienced digital dating. They weren't alive when analog dating was the only choice. And so their fatigue is, this can't just be it. I want to date just like my parents did. I want to meet through a friend. I want to meet through a person that can vouch for the other person and their authenticity.
Yeah, you know, I do hear that from some of the young people that they would rather meet somebody when they're out and about, that the dating apps, the results, not always that great, but it's tough. And it was certainly tough during the pandemic when I think the young folks got used to not being out and about.
You know, I think online dating apps are really great tools if people use them like tools to just meet up. I think we get stuck on getting attached to an outcome and like, okay, I'm going out to dinner and I'm sitting across from someone. None of our parents met our other parent over a formal dinner. They met through a friend. They met maybe at church. They met, you know, at college, and they were sitting next to each other. They were forming, you know, sort of this like friend relationship before going on the date. And I think we just need to take the pressure off of a first date and just, you know, if you're online dating, instead suggest like, hey, let's go for a walk and a gelato. And then if we vibe, then we can go on our first date.
Right. And when you look at people's profiles, what do you look at? Can you give us a for instance of two people that you might match up because you think they're compatible because of?
So the core things that we look at as professional matchmakers, we have conversations about your core values, your moral compass, and of course, your lifestyle. And these are the things that we consider when we are matching anyone. Looks can only take you to the second date. That's it. But as a matchmaker, I think, you know, it's our responsibility to see like, hey, is this going to work out long term? And then also providing that feedback. You know, the one thing that AI can't do for you is give you that real time human feedback about how that dating experience was for that other person. So after each date, our clients receive a feedback form, and so do their matches. And we collect, how did the date go? What did you like about them? Tell us two things. Even if there's no second date, I'm sure you can tell us two things you liked about them. And it gets people in to think of, you know, dating positively. And we also help set up the second date. So we don't want to leave anything to chance or our own personal biases or self-sabotaging beliefs that can keep people single.
Right. And, you mentioned looks. Do your clients get a picture of the date? Is that part of it? Or do you just say, no, you know, we're going to match these people based on, as you say, it's values and interests?
Yeah, well, looks are still a part of it. It's very interesting, though. I've set up more than 5,000 first dates in my 15 years of working as a professional matchmaker. And I will tell you that men have always asked for a photo. There's just no way a man will go on a first date without seeing a photo. And it ranges, right? Men's preferences and looks are very different than I think what the media could try to convince us. But women in those 5,000 first dates, actually, I want you to guess, how many women do you think have asked me for a photo before going on a first date?
Oh my God, I don't know. I would think they would ask. I couldn't put a number on it.
Seven women. 5,000 first dates, only seven women.
What? Really?
So, yeah. Which just tells you right there in online dating, there are women currently swiping away soulmates based on, you know, maybe he's wearing a hat or maybe he has a receding hairline or, you know, maybe he's wearing, you know, the wrong jersey or whatever. And it's like, I don't, you know, if you met through a friend, you probably don't care. And I think it's always interesting to see, you know, I have on the ground experience in dating with the people that are actually going on dates.
Professional matchmaker Maria. Maria, we thank you so much.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.